The only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition. Because the way you care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
Tampa Bay's Tan Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Coming to you from the fight capital of the world, Sin City. I love this place, Las Vegas, Nevada. Hanging out with Little Jimmy.
Hello, mate. How
that would
you?
Be you, Little Jimmy.
I look around then to see if there was anyone larger than me behind me.
And then Big Matt back at the studio. What's up, Matt?
I'm good. I'm here. And speaking of someone bigger than Jimmy, Shaq has a bodyguard bigger than Shaq, believe it or not.
Yeah, I remember we saw that at BKFC and BKFC in town. We'll talk about that here momentarily. We'll have David Feldman on in the second hour. Running down the schedule real quick, and it just got shuffled. Starting it off, he was going to be later in the program, but he's going to kick the show off here momentarily. Ty Tuivasa.
Yes.
And if you don't have some good quality questions, Matt, then you have to take a shoey.
Oh, I love to take a shoey. Are you kidding? That's a badge of honor. To drink a beer out of a boot? Are you kidding me? Who wouldn't want to do that?
He may talk the talk, but he's not going to walk the walk. He's not going to drink it.
Who?
Listen, I wonder what the COVID regulations are now.
Exactly.
It's a state-by-state thing.
Also on the program, Josh Emmett, as both Ty and Josh enter back into the octagon on Saturday. Second hour, your president, BKFC, in the Tampa Bay area. We'll have David Feldman on. And one of the newest, even though he was 2020, one of the newest college Football Hall of Famers, Lomas Brown. I was with him yesterday at the press conference. We're going to try to hunt him down if he's back in Detroit by now. So some funny stuff happened at yesterday's College Hall of Fame. We'll get to that, but I know momentarily we're going to have Ty on, and we're going to talk some shoeys here in a minute. I wonder if you would drink the shoey out of a particular shoe, but not out of a different one. I'm asking you, Jimmy, first.
I don't think he cares.
No, I know he doesn't.
If I'm
asking
being
you.
Being honest, but I'm a Scotsman, so I like to drink, so I'll take a shoey out of a cowboy boot and fill it right up to the top.
How about you, Matt?
I'm going to do it out of a sandal since I'm from Florida.
There you go. All right. Without further ado, as we get ready, as I am in Vegas, and we get ready for Saturday night's UFC back out at T-Mobile, let's welcome to the program Ty Tuivasa. Ty, how are you, sir?
Good, boys. How are you?
Not too bad. Just the start of fight week. What's fight week like for you?
Just chill, really. Just chill, cut a little bit of weight, and just get ready to fight. I think fight week is usually the best, you know, my favorite. No training, only a little bit, you know, and just chill out.
When you're relaxing and chilling, what is that for you? Is it watching TV? Is it playing video games? Is it sleeping?
Sit around, talk shit with the boys.
He said shoot. He said shoot.
There you go. Ty, this is Jimmy. I'm on with Randy, and I'm from Britain, so I'm trying to explain to a lot of people in America, you know, that the Brits and the Aussies are kind of very similar. In these situations, we're very relaxed. We don't tend to go too far until it's fight time. And but do you enjoy the whole hubbub of Vegas and what a UFC event? Do you enjoy it, or do you just chill and just say, listen, just let me fight, dude?
Well, yeah, you know, training camp is training camp. It's pretty full on, and by the time the fight comes around, you just want to get in there and punch heads in. You know what I mean? So,
fight
me, I just relax, chill out, do what we have to do, and then I enjoy the media stuff and whatever else, and then usually just look forward to hitting the strip Manfred Mann.
Top man.
Let me ask you this, and I've asked Jimmy this too, you know, now that he's over here performing on this trip. You know, what does he bring? What has he had to bring or get shipped over from home that you can't get here? So I'm curious, what do you need to bring or what do you like to bring when you travel over here that you can't get here in the States?
Nothing really. I'm here to give it a crack and do what we can't do at home, do it here. So I don't know. I don't really bring anything. Only the undies.
That's good. That's good of you to bring the undies. I think he was. I think he was trying to entice you into like a Vegemite or a Minties or some, you know, your Tim Tams or something for after the fight.
Nah. We'll crack into them when we get back home. When you come to America, I like to enjoy like the fatty foods and tacos and stuff like that. We don't really have them back home, you know. So.
Yeah, and very quickly. Are you a cricket fan?
I don't mind cricket. It's not me. Wouldn't be the number one thing. It's pretty boring, but I don't mind like a 2020 match or one day.
Yeah, it was just I think England got bowled out for 147 in the first test, and a bit of you know, Aussie humour coming from the Queensland police, asking for the impersonators that were on the field to show themselves, and they're going to get arrested. You got to love it.
So this is Matt here. Hey, so the shoey's become an iconic, you know, tradition. Is there anything that's off limits? Is there any kind of regulations about how old the shoe is or where it came from or the person it belongs to? And what's
how
the craziest?
The
Nah, definitely not. Older the better. Older the better. It's so it holds its shape, you know what I mean? So older the better.
Let me ask you this. Have you got Dana? Has Dana done a shoey yet?
Nah, he hasn't done one. I don't think he wants to do one. It's not about that life.
Oh.
Let me ask real quick, and then we'll get back to more clowning around. Let's talk about Saturday night. Talk about your opponent, and like I typically ask the fighters, does it even matter about the opponent? It's more about what you're going to do than the opponent.
Yeah, exactly. I mainly just focus on myself and make sure I'm prepared, and then once we get in there, you know, no real plan. It's just a scrap time. So.
And I think that's, do you know what? And I think that's why people like you. You don't come in with some nonsense. It's literally just, this is the fight. You're stepping in with another world-class athlete. And you know, and especially there was a lot of talk about Greg Hardy and what he would do and what he wouldn't do in this business. And the way that you just took him apart in that last fight was quite something. And, you know, now sitting where you are, you know, ranking-wise and stuff, you know, I mean, look, I mean, I think a win at the weekend takes you two or three places further up those rankings. Do you look past it? Do you have a goal to get into the, you know, the top 10 anytime soon, or do you just take it fight by fight?
No, I take it fight by fight. You know, another win would hopefully get me a better negotiation for a better contract. So that's my main goal. I fight to provide for my family and whatever else. So, you know, the rankings and that's just a bit of a bonus, but I feel like I kind of rushed it when I first come in the UFC, and I think I'm going to be for a little bit to go, so I've still got some time. I'm still young in the sport and still pretty young in general.
What's the craziest, strangest, funniest, you pick one of those or all three, that's ever happened in the middle of one of your fights?
That's a good question. I don't really know, to be honest.
I'll throw a couple at you that some of other fighters have said. There was one fighter that was fighting. This is the where we really started this. He was fighting Dennis Siever. And Dennis is from Germany, and they're talking German. And he said for about 8 seconds in the middle of a fist fight, he's watching Inglourious Basterds in the back of his brain. And he's like watching a movie in the middle of a fight. He's like, wait a second, I'm in a fight. And he had to like knock himself out of it. Another fighter told me that he literally retired in the middle of a fight. So just some crazy, strange stuff that, you know, has happened.
You'll never get an Aussie doing that.
Well, I didn't say that. I'm not expecting
I've played rugby against them for too long. And I've had too many broken bones to know that that never happens where this gentleman is from, let me tell you.
So anything, you know, you see something in the stands or you hear something or just anything crazy off the wall?
No, not really. I think about the party, so I'll just focus on that.
And so what are the plans? Saturday night, you go in, you do the business. Where are you going? What's the plan?
Just go in there, get paid, and then hit the strip with the boys and Las Vegas. Las Vegas, you know what I mean? So we end up wherever.
I love it, mate. I love it.
That is awesome. Ty, thank you very much for your time. I know that we have your address, and we're going to even, I know it's outside the country. We normally don't ship outside the country. I'm going to make sure, I'm going to personally pay to ship you some gear from 8 Man Strong. Another one of our sponsors is Odd Socks, where they make these really off-the-wall socks. But they also make underwear, and we're going to send you some underwear as well.
Oh, awesome, guys. I really appreciate that. Thanks.
So we appreciate your time. Have a great time. Enjoy yourself on Saturday, and we'll talk to you again very, very soon.
I will do. Take care, boys.
Take care, brother.
Take care. Ty Tavassa getting back into it.
He's so good.
And I think that's what's cool about the sport is there are guys like that. You know, yeah, there are guys that take, and I'm not saying he's not taking it serious. He's taking it serious. But, you know, he's there to have a good time. He's, but
sometimes taking it too seriously is of detriment, you know? You know, these guys that, I mean, where he comes from and the history and the background of, you know, these guys, they're born to fight. They're one of those nations that are just born to fight. And they actually love it. You know, the whole Floyd Mayweather had this thing about hit but don't get hit. You know, and it was a sport and it was a science, but some guys just enjoy it. And when you're dealing with someone like that, that hits as hard as he is, and is as talented as he is. I mean, look at those leg kicks. He took Greg Hardy apart with those leg kicks before dropping him. He's a talented, talented lad. And if he gets focused, I think he could do some damage.
So, Matt, you know, we knew that Ty was going to come on, and I kind of joked with Jimmy because, you know, we knew that Jimmy was going to come on the show as well. But I did that 30 seconds of research, and in his interview, when he was talking about Greg Hardy, he said he didn't care who it was, bring any bloke on. And I'm like, what the hell does that mean? I need to get Jimmy here to explain that.
Yeah, it's a little... You know, we it's just those little phrases like that we share. Well, funny enough, being in the U.S., and I say mate.
Right.
I'll say mate all the time. And people always say to me, hey, you Australian? And it's the strangest thing because obviously, you know, we were around well before Australia was even kind of a thing, you know. So, yeah, that's one of the things we share. We share a love of rugby and we share a love of beer.
Matt, before we address BKFC, and we'll do that, you know, I promise here shortly, and there's some things that I do need to address as well. Tell me what's going on back home. The announcement came that Fury is out. It's the rematch with Woodley. And I kind of joked. Adam Hunter put a thing up about he's already saying what's going to happen. This is going to be a split decision for Woodley.
Okay.
So that they can have a third. And my question is, how many of the 35 people that will be there on the 18th will come back for the third one?
Well, like, can I just be the first one to say, I don't think Tommy Fury was ever going to fight in the fight. I thought this was all set up from the beginning. He's a legitimate boxer. He's got a name behind him that is going down as one of the greatest of all time, being a Fury. And he doesn't need to do these kind of antics except to build his fan base as a professional boxer. So I think the broken rib x-ray he released probably isn't even his own rib.
Is it Adams?
Do you know what?
It could be Adams.
Do you know what I will say, though, is knowing the family a little and having been around them, especially in the younger part of Tyson's career, when you're a gypsy, and now that might not mean a great deal to people in the US, but you know that they are fighting men and women from the absolute core, and regardless of money, regardless of status and belts, they love to fight. And the idea that they would, that he himself, in fact, the idea that his father, John Fury, who, if you're aware of, is an absolute character and can't actually enter the US because he's been done with so many crimes back home. But I don't think there's any way that they would allow him to sign a contract and go through all of this nonsense if it was just for, you know, for a payday or something, because they're just too proud. And they're incredibly, just incredibly tough. And I think Tommy Fury and Jake Paul was actually a closer fight than I think people give it credit for. because Jake Paul, for all of his antics, and I don't particularly like a lot of his antics, I think he's done some, you know, he's moving around well. And I was with a few fighters at the weekend, and they were saying he looks great in the gym. Now, he's only been boxing for 2 years. He's never really fought anybody. But, you know, Tommy Fury's only started his career relatively recently. And also, the one thing, he doesn't have that equalizer. He doesn't have that big knockout power. So then when you've got that, maybe it's maybe it was actually a perfect fight to make. But I'd be, I really don't want to watch Woodley versus him again.
With the special $500,000 bonus if he knocks him out.
I mean, I'll take half of it and do it for half.
All right. We're a couple of minutes over. Let's hit this break. When we come back, we're going to start to address the replica Super Bowl ring that we are going to announce the winner today. I'm going to have to explain the breakdown, which I still don't even understand. But I had to go to a mathematician, and we will discuss that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sub. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Have you thought of investing money in the stock market? Well, what's holding you back? Is it the fear of losing your hard-earned money? Don't have the time to babysit your investments? Or are you afraid of the unknown? Well, get ready. We have a proven system that's successfully running for the past 6 years, helping our clients make winning trades with our artificial intelligence-based software. Call now to get in on our free live daily trading sessions, as seats are limited. Call 727-597-4377 or visit us at www.sleepandtrade.com.
Futures trading involves risk. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. Go to sleepandtrade.com for our full disclosure.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products, and pick up a pair today.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's odd, S-O-X, official.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
It's back. Outback Bowl 2022. Be there New Year's Day for a first ever matchup. Big Ten's Penn State with superstar receiver Jahan Dotson. versus SEC's Arkansas Razorbacks with dynamic quarterback KJ Jefferson. What a game. Outback Bowl. Don't miss it. January 1, Raymond James Stadium. Ticketmaster.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
Hi, we are back up to live from Las Vegas, Nevada, Sin City, or so it's called. Hanging out here with Jimmy Denning and Matt back at the studio. A lot of stuff to get to. I want to ask about what's going on in Vegas. I want to do a lot of this stuff. But we've had this Super Bowl replica ring from Country Depot. I have it in my possession. The contest was pick who's going to win the Atlanta game. Only one person picked the Falcons, so he was pretty much eliminated right there. Score and total yards. All right, so here's what I did, and both of you tell me your thoughts as we're moving along. So I go to some people, and I kind of picked what I thought was going to be the two top people. And names doesn't matter. I don't care who wins this. I certainly don't. So the first person that I saw, now the final score was 30-17. The total yards were 665. You with me so far, Matt?
Yes, sir.
All right, I know that, you know, you lose concentration.
30-17, 665.
So one person had picked 31-17 with 586 yards.
Okay.
I'm thinking he's in the running. The other person that I thought was in the running has 669 yards.
Okay.
But he wanted to be a knucklehead, and his score was 28-3. Now, okay. You understand the 28-3, but I don't know if you do, Jimmy. So 28-3 has now been a logo all over the world since the Atlanta Falcons held a 28-3 lead to the New England Patriots.
And I won $1,000 on that game, so I know exactly what you're talking about. Yes.
So everywhere you go, you see these banners. I'm watching a World Series. I think it was Houston. And in right field, there's a banner, 28-3. And so everybody will say things like, I know the weather is cold outside, but never forget, 28-3.
Yeah.
So this person put 28-3 and 669 yards. So I'm thinking those two, and it has to come between one of those two. I went to a few people, and it was kind of split, and then a mathematician said, that's not how you do it.
An actual mathematician.
An actual mathematician.
Wow. Okay.
And I even forget the word that I tweeted that he said he was, an act of something. So he said that you have to do a multiplier because picking the score is easier than picking the yards. So it makes sense. I mean, so even though he was 1 point off on the score, he was so far off on the yards, and the other guy almost nailed the yards. So then I said, all right, well, and I started reading other ones off to him. You know, there's a ton of them, 35-24. There's somebody that's 31-13, who had the lead for a long time. But the winner, here's what he had. The winner had 34-14 with 617 yards. So with a four multiplier.
Hold on. Wait, now I've got to carry the one and subtract some stuff.
Exactly. You know, I didn't want, and you know how anytime you give something away, people are going to, they're going to complain.
I think it's safe to say that the mathematician has never seen a woman naked.
Hey, that's not nice.
I'm not touching that.
The greatest.
We'll talk off the air.
But the greatest system of all time is on The Price is Right. I mean, the Showcase Showdown, Bob Barker, the greatest mathematician of all time, if you go over, you lose, even if it's by a dollar.
Okay, well, first of all, he wasn't the mathematician. It was the lady in the back with the buzzer. Isn't it, oh, great sound effects lady? If you watch The Price is Right, you know that's what it is. Oh, great. You know, and when you're winning the car and, you know, they honk the horn. So we could draw this out all day long. We had about 50 entries. The mathematician spoke. I'm going with the mathematician. 34-14 was the score. 617 yards was the yardage. You know, and the one person came back and said, well, technically that's not right on the yards because Matt Ryan got sacked a few times. I'm not getting into that. I looked at what it was. We looked at the yards, and your winner of the Tom Brady replica ring is Roman Diaz.
Fabulous.
Congratulations, Roman.
Congratulations, yeah, brother. It took us a while to get there, but we got there in the end.
I've seen the ring. I was at Country Depot with you, Randy, when you picked it up, and it is fabulous. I mean, it looks cool. Like the real McCoy.
Now, how many fans will wear the replica more than how many players will wear the actual ring?
Let's call the mathematician.
Yes. Okay. Right.
I mean, I know who won't wear it is Gerald McCoy because he doesn't have a ring. I'm a bad guy. Okay. That's all right.
Yeah. Well, whatever. You know, we can argue the legendary status and all that kind of stuff. How about this? And I hate the word legend, Jimmy.
Yeah, me too.
I hate it. It is the most overused word. So I saw a thing, and you should chuckle about this, Matthew. So I saw something that said about the legend Marcus Brimage.
Oh, that's tough.
Now, Marcus is a friend. Marcus nice. And I rode the thing that's at the Rio.
From casino to casino. The zip line thing, yeah.
And he freaked out when they yelled, we forgot to put the attachment on. And he thought it was really pretty funny. I love Marcus. He's no longer the Bama Beast, and they explained all that. But come on. For media people to say we have legend on, I hate that.
It just gets overused, especially in this day and age.
And it's disrespectful to real legends.
Yeah.
Now, there is a legend at Bama, and his name is Nick Saban, who went and made you homeless over the weekend, Randy.
I told you that I would bet my house against your house. I thought about betting all the houses. And I don't gamble, Jimmy. Even when I come to Vegas, I don't gamble.
Yeah.
I do that thing online where you get coins and tokens, and I get free money to literally gamble in the casino.
Right.
It's one of those video game things.
Okay.
I have a $100 credit. I still haven't gone to pick it up because I just don't like gambling. I thought this was the easiest gamble, the easiest pick of all time.
Right.
Georgia's going to beat Bama by 18.
Yeah.
And Bama got 6.5 points.
Right.
And I'm going to give 6.5 points and bet my house. When is the spare room open? Because I need a place to sleep.
Jimmy,
I thought it was the no-brainer of all time.
Jimmy, I own a compound now, so please come down anytime. Bring the band. Bring all the guys. Bring the roadies and the groupies and the gypsies, and they're all welcome.
Trust me, you don't want them in your house, let me tell you that.
The gypsies?
I barely want that in the house. The game was incredible. I want to say that it was about an 80-20 ratio. And the funniest thing in the world is, so we're sitting in our seats, and my nephew, who is a little boisterous, and he's a little overbearing when he gets a drink or two in him, he's screaming and hollering and not doing anything outside of the realm. But this 9-year-old kid that was sitting in front of him turned around about 142 times like, dude, enough. It was so funny. Just the faces of the Georgia Bulldog fans that knew they were going to win that game. But most likely there will be a rematch. I don't see any way. I'm going to bet the house that I didn't lose that there's no way Cincinnati wins and or covers. And I think Georgia rebounds and beats Michigan, and we have the rematch.
That's very possible. That's the way it's going to line up.
Well, definitely it's possible. All right, so I held this one back on you, Jimmy.
Okay.
And I wanted to see your reaction to this because we were talking about BKFC.
Yeah.
New up-and-coming. It's blowing up. It's in Tampa. It's sold out at the Hard Rock. There is a brand new, and this is legit, this is real, and this could only happen in the state of Florida. There is a brand new fighting organization. Matt, take a guess. What is it?
Bare feet boxing? I don't know. Bare feet kicking? I don't know.
Okay. All right. I'll help you both. The initials are, it's the PFC.
PFC.
Okay. This one, it blows my mind. But then again, we did see 5-on-5 MMA competition.
Yeah.
Which I love.
Yeah, me too. I like that.
I love that. So, Matt, I am going to send you to this because it will be in the state of Florida. They have not announced the location.
Okay.
They have not announced the competitors.
Okay.
It will be January 29th for the inaugural. Like, I hate first annual as well.
Yeah.
It's the inaugural
yeah.
PFC.
Right.
It is the inaugural Pillow Fight Championship.
Oh, what?
Hey, listen.
It's legit.
Who owns that? The My Pillow guy?
I don't know.
Like the Mike, whatever his name is? Like
Lindell.
Mike Lindell. If he's behind it all, it's brilliant.
It would be the greatest marketing tool ever.
Put me in, coach.
I think they have something similar here, only they get like table dancers to do it, I think. It's a very Vegas thing. I think they go into the car park of one of the big table dancing things, they have a ring, and they hit each other in underwear, and they hit each other with pillows. It's the greatest sporting event since Hagler Hearns.
Well, all right, we need to go hit this break. We're already over, and Josh Emmett standing by here in Las Vegas as he gets ready for what could be fight of the night. Josh Emmett against Dan Ige. We'll talk about that when we return. Coming to you live from Las Vegas, Sin City, as we get ready for the UFC. We still need to talk about the College Hall of Fame. We'll do that and a whole lot more when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split End today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is a pound for pound, the best fight in the world, Floyd Mayweather, and you're talking sports with Randy, the best in the world, Harris.
All right, we're back coming to you live, or at least half of us coming to you live from Las Vegas as we get ready for Saturday night's UFC back out at T-Mobile. Matt back in studio. Jimmy Denning sitting in, hanging out, bringing some boxing news. But let's jump back over to Media Day as we get ready for Saturday and welcome to the program, Josh Emmett. Josh, how are you?
Well, how you doing?
Appreciate your time. Obviously, just now the start of fight week, This is your 10th UFC fight week. Is it always the same, or do you try to keep the same schedule, whether it's the signing the posters or going to work out at a certain time, or do you try to kind of like shuffle it up some?
Yeah, no, it's sometimes a little different. Like, I think I'm pretty easygoing, and, you know, this is my job, so I'm just here working. So really whatever the UFC and, you know, has booked for me or scheduled, I just, you know, I show up early, do my thing, and then I'll get my workouts in as needed and continue to work with my team. But, yeah, everything's going perfect.
Do you sometimes kind of, like, pinch yourself? You know, you just said it's your job. You kind of pinch yourself and say, I get paid to punch somebody in the face.
No. No, I don't. I feel like I always tell people, you know, I feel like I'm good at the sport, and I'm in too deep, you know. I'm in too deep. So I'm getting closer and closer to achieving my ultimate goal. And so, I'm not sure. You know, I'm just trying to, you know, win the UFC title. That's the biggest goal of mine. And I get to make, you know, a good amount of money on the way for punching people and beating people up. So in that case, it is a little, surreal.
Let me ask you this. Marcus Jones, who was the number one draft pick of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and then he was on The Ultimate Fighter and fought for a little bit. He once told me that he didn't like football. He was just really good at it. I mean,
yeah.
Do you like fighting as much as you're good at it?
I definitely relate with him. Like I'm not having fun when I'm fighting, you know, like by no means do I like it. Do I want to go? When people are asking me, hey, are you excited for your fight? You know, I just kind of shrug it off and say, oh yeah, I can't wait to get back in there. But no, I'm not excited to go get punched in the face. But I am good at it, and there's not another job that I can do that I can make, you know, big chunks of change in potentially a 15 to 25 minute fight, even though it's a career, and I say it's a full-time job with overtime each week. But I definitely relate to him. If I won the lottery, I don't know if you guys would ever see me fight again.
You know, I can relate to that because it's not the same. You know, you're an athlete. I'm just an old fat guy that talks on the radio. But, you know, people sometimes think that, you know, I sit down, I do the radio show for 2 hours, and then that's it. You know, there's a lot of time that goes into it. Just like a lot of times they think, oh, you just show up on Saturday and fight, and they don't remember all the hours and weeks and months that goes into your job.
Yeah, no, nobody, like, obviously, like, my coaches and teammates and family and close friends, like they know the effort I put in, and they see it day in and day out. Like a lot of people don't realize, even, you know, we just show up and we fight, and then like I got injured, and people 3 months after asked me, when are you going to fight again? I was like, I had a major injury and surgery. So I've been in an 18-month training camp. I started prehab the day after my fight 18 months ago, and then right after surgery, I started PT as well. So I've been working my ass off for 18 months, and it's going to show on Saturday night.
Hey, Josh. So Matt here. I want to say thanks for coming on the show again, as always. I know I can't remember. I'm not getting old like Randy. You know, I just have like a little bit of brain damage. You know, Felice Spencer retired recently, citing that she, you know, the brain can only take so much damage. But my question for you is, man, I don't remember why you had lashed out at the media years ago, but I remember one of my first assignments on this program was to reach out to you after you said you weren't going to do media interviews, you didn't want to talk to the media, you weren't going to play their stupid games, and you took my call and you came on a program and you talked about it. And just wanted to see, like, how does it feel from a fighter perspective about the stupid same questions that media typically ask in every fight camp?
I think, you know, there's really good journalists and stuff like that. So I like it when they, you know, I get asked questions that I've never been asked before, you know, or I have to actually think about it. But like you're saying, there's so many, it's always about like, how are you going to win? How's camp been going? Just like the general questions. And I sound like a broken record, you know, I feel like it's just scripted. So as soon as someone like asks me something before they even finish it, I know where it's going and I'm already spitting out my answer. But I don't mind it because I'm grateful. This is my job. This is like what I always wanted to do. You know, I just wanted to be a professional athlete. And then once I chose fighting, I decided to, you know, the only organization I wanted to fight for was the UFC. And I'm here, and then I'm setting new goals. And it's like, So I can't complain. I'm not going to, you know, ever big time anyone. Like I said earlier, when the UFC has a schedule for me, this is the only week I get to come and do what they ask of me, and I enjoy every minute of it. So, yeah, I'm just grateful for this. If I have
Josh, this is some of the places, sorry. Continue.
I've been without the UFC, so go ahead.
Yeah, hey man, this is Jimmy. Yeah, I was just wondering, because you've been out for so long, you know, and especially the last two fights that you had were both, I believe, but both performers of the night, fight of the nights. Like, you're an exciting person to watch. People enjoy watching you fight. You're one of those that you hit a card. Everybody kind of makes sure they focus in for the fight because they know they're going to get their money's worth. And you know, with that kind of mentality, having been off for the amount of time, the injuries and all the bits and pieces, you know, how are you now? You know, you've been off for, I believe, is it around 18 months now? You've been out of the ring.
Yep. Yeah.
How do you, after 18 months of so many times when you're close to a fight and the fight gets pulled or there's an injury and it's so frustrating, how do you get back focused now that you're fit, you're healthy, you're ready to rock, you're fighting Dan Ige, you're fighting at the top level, you're fighting in Vegas? You know, how do you get yourself back into that kind of competitive mentality after so long?
For me, it's just there's one thing I'm trying to achieve. And so with anything, if I want something, I'm like obsessed with it. I do not stop until I get it or I achieve it. And that's just my mentality. Also, my family is a huge, motivation for me, you know, just because I want to be able to help my, you know, my family, my friends, like my coaches, everyone that like invests in me and puts time in me, like the better I do, the better we all do. And I'm trying to achieve that. And especially being off for 18 months, you know, people had a tough time in 2020. It was a tough time for my family. And, you know, I lost my older brother and my grandpa. And just seeing, like, the pain that my mom went through and the sorrow and all that, it was that just motivated me. When I was hurt, when I didn't want to get up, when I didn't think my knee was going to get better, like, I kind of funneled that energy into something somewhat positive and just, like, That got me up just to get back to 100%. Fight in 2021. There was nothing that was stopping me from fighting this year, even though I'm pushing it pretty close. You know, the end of the year is coming up, and I'm going to put on a hell of a performance. I promise you that December 11th.
Well, brother, it's lovely. It's great. It's amazing to have you back. I can't wait for it. I know Randy's got another one for you.
Yeah, Josh, let me ask you this. You know, when you get the phone call or, you know, your management gets the phone call, what are you looking for in the opponent? Like, the first thing that I notice when I jump on, okay, I'm going to interview this person, you know, the first things that pop up are the performances, the bonuses, and that's got to excite either you or your opponent. Is that something you look at, or is it the date of the fight? Is it the location of the fight? Or is it just, hey, I'm ready to go fight?
Yeah, really, if you ask my manager, you ask the matchmakers, I've never turned down a fight. So as soon as I'm pretty easy to work with, they call me. The person that I actually get offered, even though I've heard other people say I've turned fights down, I was never offered that fight to turn down. So, I say yes, but as I'm getting older and I know it's a business and I'm getting closer to my goal, I do want to fight up. You know, I want to fight in front because my past, I think, like 3-4 fights are everyone behind me, like, that doesn't really do much for me. And then you see all these other people that are ranked 20th or in the top 15, and then all of a sudden they're in the top 5 or getting those big fights. But at the end of the day, I just have to win fights, and everything I'm trying to achieve and accomplish will just fall into place. And I am always looking for those bonuses. Like, I'm willing to go through a fight of the night to put on a crazy fight and entertain the fans, but, you know, if I could choose, I'll take a KO. Like, KO of the night, you know, just first shot I land, because then we don't have to go through this drug-out war. But, you know, I'm really up for whatever, and I am trying to just throw lethal and devastating strikes with every, whether it's a kick, punch, elbow, and finish the fight, and I'm chasing that money.
Awesome. Well, I know it's going to be an outstanding fight. I'm predicting a performance bonus in this fight for sure. Josh, thank you very much for your time. Enjoy Saturday night. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from Ape Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra Electronics and a package from Odd Sock Official. There's some really cool socks and underwear in the whole nine yards, so you'll get a box from them as well.
Awesome. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Appreciate it, Josh. Have fun on Saturday.
Thanks, brother.
Josh Emmett back in the Octagon Saturday night against Dan Ige, and that is going to be a banger. It should be a lot of fun.
Can't wait.
All right, so a lot of things still to address. We still need to address the press conference that I went to yesterday. It was the 2020 as well as the 2021 College Football Hall of Fame. Some great statements, some funny stuff happened. We'll talk about that. But right now, let's jump out and talk to our good friends over at Sleep and Trade.
Hey, thanks, Randy. I have some great news for your listeners today regarding passive income through investing. Imagine having a 30 to 35% monthly return on your investment to fuel your dreams and passions. That's right. Why let your hard-earned money just sit there instead of making it work to generate consistent income every month? Hello, folks. My name is Joe. And if you've ever thought of day trading but found it too difficult or scary, I don't blame you. Did you know that more than 80% of day traders fail? Well, we've got a solution for you. A fully automatic day trading software program that you simply just turn on and let it run. It does everything for you and all you do is check it out at the end of the day. It's fully automatic and it's AI or artificial intelligence based, which means you have a solution for generating a substantial passive income. Look, the software takes the human element out of trading. Folks, if you're not making a 30 to 35% monthly return on your investment, that's right, monthly return on your investment, you need to call us now. So get a pen and paper and write down this website and phone number. I'll repeat it a few times. The website is www.sleepandtrade.com and the phone number is 727-597-4377. This software has been running for over 5 years with great success. How successful, you may ask? How about 85% accuracy on the trades it takes? This software is built on consistency. And what people are looking to do nowadays, especially after the pandemic, is looking for ways to work from home. And with this software, you can run it from any computer device, your desktop, your laptop, or tablet, or even your cell phone, and you can earn passive income. Guys, you don't need to know how to day trade to use this software because it does it all for you. Look, where are you going to find 30 to 35% monthly return on your investment without manually doing anything? So if you'd like to see it, hear it, and witness it for yourself, all you have to do is make an appointment by calling the number at 727-597-4377 and you can sit in on the short session that we have from your home or from anywhere and watch the software work and find out details and do your due diligence to see if this program is for you. Today's third grader can run this software, by the way. It's that easy. We've got clients aged 18 to 85 that are making money while they sleep. So don't be shy if you're looking for an opportunity to make a 30 to 35% monthly return on your investment without manually doing any work. Sleepandtrade.com is the website and phone number is 727-597-4377. Attend our session, see it live, ask questions to see if this is the right thing for you. Once again, the number is 727-597-4377.
Futures trading involves risk. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. Go to sleepandtrade.com for our full disclosure.
We are back hanging out here. Thanks. Good stuff there from those guys.
Great stuff.
You and I were talking there during that, which was very professional of us. But my question for you, so I'm going to throw you a question. You're not just co-hosting right now. This is a question, and there's a reason I'm asking.
Whoa. Co-host? How did you move up, Jimmy?
Well, I mean, I got promoted since we're in the same room.
Fair enough.
Are you now complaining that you're the co-host? Oh, you know what? All right, you're right. So Jimmy's the co-host. You're the co-host. Because there is always one chair between you and any other person that's in the chair.
But I got two chairs empty in the room with me right now.
All right. Well, and that should count. So one of the questions we were talking about, you know, trying to be engaging, you know, when you're talking to somebody. And I was going to make the comment, you know, when you said that to Josh about nobody cringes more at those press conferences than me.
That's
you know, because some of them, I was in Atlanta and they asked Carlton Davis, who I guess has been out, you know me, I don't remember yesterday, for the past 8 weeks. And the question was, how did you feel getting back on the field?
Yeah.
I'd rather sit at home and collect money than, you know, get on the field. So, you know, some of them just are really, 90% of them I cringe at. So I started to tell Jimmy one of my favorites, and it was brought to my attention that I never asked him this. So one of the questions, Jim, that I like to ask is, if you could get any piece of memorabilia, could be anything. You're not paying for it. It's being given to you.
Okay.
What would you want? What's that one item?
Do you know what? I mean, that's quite a hard one. I probably want to say something like, you know, I'd love to get my hands on the Watergate tapes just to hear what they say.
Matt, I think Jimmy's going to say it's hard until he hears our best answer so far. But go ahead.
I mean, well, you can get bagpipes from Roddy Piper to match your kilt.
He's about as Scottish as this whiskey that I'm drinking right now from Ireland. No, do you know what? I'd probably say something like, you know, like the gloves that Ali knocked Foreman out with, or, you know, I've always had this thing about old, you know, great actors, Shakespearean actors and stuff from back home. So I'd probably say like the glass that Oliver Reed was drinking from when he died in Malta, drinking with British sailors. I think that would be kind of a cool conversation piece.
and Matt, that's close. I mean, obviously it's never going to leapfrog Leonard's, but so I had a Tampa Bay Buccaneer on who's very religious, and a matter of fact, he's going through whatever the official terminology is to become a priest or a minister or whatever. So he doesn't collect anything. So I'm like, no, you have to answer the question, you know, pick something. He's like, well, nothing really matters. And he starts to think. The greatest answer of all time. He finally decided if he could get one piece of memorabilia, he would like Jesus Christ sandals.
Okay. That's not very Christian of him, is it?
I'm like, all right, I'll take those too. Could you imagine putting them in a display case?
So Jimmy, I have an objection to your memorabilia. I think it reminds me of like Dennis Miller when he took over to do Monday Night Football. And he would like use references from like generals and like wars and things about history that nobody knew about. Like, I had no idea what you just said. A glass from where?
Oh, Oliver Reed, famous actor.
I thought he was saying he had no idea about Jesus Christ's sandals.
No, I know who that guy was, but I don't know any of that.
2,000 years ago.
I know who Jesus was.
You may be too intelligent for this show, Jimmy. We actually are trying to get Randy into the PCL. What's it called? The Pillow Fighting Championship?
Yeah, the PFL.
PFC.
PFL. Yeah, PFC. So, PFC.
He used to be in the KFC, but now we're going to move him up to the PFC.
I saw Ray Sefo from the PFL last night at Extreme Couture. But go ahead, explain your
I was just saying that Oliver Reed is one of my favorite actors, and I actually worked with him on a movie years ago. And I'll tell you a very funny story when we're off air, because I don't think it would pass the
FCC.
The FCC. But basically, Oliver Reed was filming Gladiator, the movie with Russell Crowe, in Malta. And while he was there, there's an old, old pub that's been there for like 500 years. And a British naval vessel came in to dock for the night, and all the sailors got off. They came into the pub, realized it was Oliver Reed. And Oliver Reed decided to buy drinks for everyone in the bar. He drank 3 bottles of rum, had a heart attack, and died in that place. He famously ended up, and he actually fell on the ground. But by the time the paramedics got to him, apparently rigor mortis had set in, and they couldn't get the glass out of his hand, which is so ironic for this world famous Hellraiser. And I thought that glass must be just worth a fortune nowadays. So I've been to that pub, I've drank in that pub, I haven't drank 4 bottles of rum, I got exceptionally close, and I survived.
Well, so there's the story. I you know what? It may not mean a lot to a whole lot of people, but that's pretty cool.
Would be mine. Yeah, that would be mine. I wonder what the mathematician would say to that question.
I'll have to ask him next time I speak to him.
And I got a thing for gladiators. I'm a fan now. So
there you go. You know how many times it took me to watch that movie Gladiator?
Yeah. Well,
I couldn't. You know, because I lose concentration, and I thought it started slow, and I eventually saw the whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah,
long time since, isn't it?
What's up? What's going on back home between BKFC getting ready for tomorrow night? I know the weigh-ins coming up. David Feldman will be on here momentarily. What was the talk about the Atlanta beatdown? The Bills losing on Monday and coming to town on Sunday. Kind of update us.
I was at the Hard Rock Casino this morning. I was checking in on the ring and getting set up, and I saw Senior Junior, Cranston, all the boys are in town for the BKFC Fight Night. This is the last show of the year. So this originally, if you remember, it was supposed to be in Albuquerque December 4th, but due to some kind of regulations, they had to move it over here to our hometown of Tampa, Florida. You know, it's going to be a great fight card. I mean, it's always a great fight card.
What does the arena look like? I was told that it's small. Give me the setup.
Yeah, it's small. It's in the Hard Rock Casino. It's in a, you know, I guess what they call a ballroom, I guess, or
Are there slot machines like right there so you can play the slots while you're throwing punches?
Well, yes, but you have to win it on an app and then convert your coins over, Randy. So please bring your phone to the gate. it's a small arena. Obviously, they did this one. The fight nights are smaller promotions, and it's really for the pay-per-view buys. And so all the guys are in town. Some of the BKFC guys ran over to Orlando to the Ice Bar. It's I don't know if you've been there, Randy. Have you been to the Ice Bar over there?
I've been to one in Vegas, and if they ran to Orlando, that's great cardio.
But Platinum Mike Perry, the BKFC newest signee, was over there last night hanging out, and we'll catch up after the top of the hour.
And I'm going to tell you what happened in one of the funniest statements that happened yesterday at the Collegiate Football Hall of Fame press conference. We're going to do that. A lot more hour number two coming to you live from Las Vegas, UFC right around the corner. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Herschel Walker, and I tell everyone out there, listen, y'all need to listen to Knockout Radio.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
WTAN Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen. Peterson has just been sentenced.